Okay, two couple pieces of business we have here. First of all, the Patriots are beating the Giants 17-3. Thank you. And I'd like to introduce Sam Osborne, who's here from the Dean for Vermont campaign, who will soon be Dean for America. Say a few words to you.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm sorry Howard Dean couldn't be here today, but like 3.3 million Americans, he's out looking for a job. I spend a lot of time walking around talking to Vermonters about Howard Dean, and you all know Howard Dean because he's most likely he's been in your home, you've shook hands with him, you know him. A lot of America doesn't know him. So when you go home tonight, call somebody who lives in another state and tell them about Howard Dean. The campaign has been unbelievably surreal. My phone rang about three months ago, and I said, "Hi, Sam Osborne." And there's just dead silence on the other end of the phone. And the woman said, "Wow, I thought you were just a character on West Wing." It has been an unbelievable trip, the whole campaign. Back in March, I was just talking to Janet Mundt, one of the Soul Sisters, she and Gene Ankeny, which thank you very much for hosting us today, Gene. And she was making a donation to Howard Dean. I said, "Did you ever think that last March that you would be writing a check to Howard Dean to run for president?" And she looked at me and she goes, "I've written four and I still can't believe it." So it's been unbelievable. But the biggest thing that we can do right now, because I've got to tell you where the fight is. The fight is for the next 100 days is in New Hampshire or in Iowa. And that's where we really, really could use your help. I cannot stress enough how important it is that when you guys, every one of you, show up in New Hampshire, knock on a door, and say to someone, "Hi, my name's Brian Vorse. I just came down from Vermont to tell you about Howard Dean." And it makes a real impression on these people. Last weekend, 35 people went down there. We talked to 1,000 New Hampshire voters. It was unbelievable. It is an unbelievable experience. We'll take you down there by bus. We will feed you. We'll train you. And we'll teach you how to talk to Vermonters. And we'll teach you the key to New Hampshireites. And we'll teach you the key phrase. Well, ma'am, I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll have someone from the campaign get back to you. So don't worry. You don't need to know everything about the campaign. But I want you to know that Howard really, really appreciates all everyone has done. Ann Williams, thank you so much. All of this stuff is so important. All over America, in barns, in people's homes, and in schools, people are standing up for Howard Dean because he is standing up for the people that need to be stood up for and standing up to those who need to be stand up to. Because, you know, the bottom line is, to whom much is given, much is expected. And we've been given a lot. Here, we're one of the three states that has a balanced budget. There are 47 others that don't. And so we need to take that and move it on. Thank you very much for your help, and we'll see you in New Hampshire. Thanks.